This is Radio X.
Indie band Viola Beach have scored a number one album in their native UK 6 months after they were killed in a car crash. The self-titled debut was compiled by the band's families using live sessions and studio recordings, many of which were originally bound for an EP. It outsold the number two album, ELO's All Over the World, The Very Best Of, by around 6,000 copies, according to the UK's official chart company. Viola Beach consisted of singer Chris Leonard, guitarist River, bassist Thomas Lowe, and drummer Jack Dakin. All four members of the band and their manager Craig Tarry died when their car plunged into a canal in Sweden back in February. Actor and rap star Will Smith is the latest celebrity to have his say on the upcoming US presidential elections. He said he was confident that the American people will make the right choices, despite there being some controversy over the candidates. Speaking as his new movie, Suicide Squad, premiered in London's Leicester Square, he added that there are people in America that are saying and doing a lot of things that are quite embarrassing. In the movie, Smith is part of an anti-hero crew hired to execute a dangerous Black Ops mission. Bookmakers have slashed the odds for David Bowie winning this year's Mercury Music Prize. The coveted prize heralds the best record released by a British or Irish artist over the past 12 months. It was won last year by Benjamin Clementine for his album At Least For Now. The awards are being held on September the 15th later this year, and the nominations for the 2016 Hyundai Mercury Prize were announced at a ceremony at the end of last week, with the late musician's final album Black Star now favourite to win the award.